In North Dakota, the minimum wage is $7.25. That's the same as the federal minimum wage, and that's been in place since 2009. To give you a little perspective, if you have a 40-hour-a-week job and a minimum wage in North Dakota, you're only making $15,080 a year, but that's before taxes. There might be a plan in the legislature to raise the minimum wage, and we're with Dem NPL State Representative Lori Beth Hager of Fargo to get her thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
good morning, yes.
What were your thoughts going into this, and do you have a bill that you're ready to introduce?
Yes. So this is my third session that I've been working on increasing the minimum wage in North Dakota. It has kind of fallen flat when it's been on committee, so I haven't had any support to do it specifically through the bills that I presented the last two sessions. And so this time I'm looking at a different method, and that's the method to put it to the people. I think that it's time for our citizens in our state to weigh in on what the minimum wage should be for workers in North Dakota. That methodology has been successfully conducted in South Dakota, Nebraska, and I think there's a couple of other states. So South Dakota did this several years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that the citizens voted on what the minimum wage and a yearly increase in that. And that's the plan that I'm targeting to use this session.
So what reasons were you given that other members of the House weren't willing to bump up the minimum wage?
There's a little bit. One of the arguments is that they want the control of those wages to be with the boss, with the employee, with the company. And so that's been one of the ways that they wanted it to be in that person's control. The argument of loss of other jobs, if you increase, you're probably going to lose employees. And then there's a group out there that believes that no regulations in our state should be higher than regulations at the federal level. And that philosophy, I believe, is keeping a lot of people from voting, a lot of legislators from voting for increasing minimum wage in our state.
I got to imagine, too, there's also people, maybe not just in the House, but statewide voters, too, that are like, well, nobody's paying $7.25 an hour.
Yes, I do get that argument often. That's often the first thing response I get. And for me, I don't believe that nobody's only earning minimum wage in the state. I don't believe that. But deep in my heart, if even one person, even five people in our state are working at a job that they're only earning $7.25 an hour, if they're trying to live on what would we say, 11,000, I can't see my notes right now. If they're trying to live on that small amount a year, $1,160 a month, if even anybody's doing that, I think we can do better. We're a wealthy state. We can do better, and we need to encourage everybody to know the worth of every individual in the state.
So you say you want to bring this to the voters. That would obviously have to have the voters do a petition, but also how much would you want the minimum wage to be raised to? Because in Minnesota right now, it's $11.13 per hour. I know they do it with inflation, so it goes up every year. South Dakota's is even higher than that at $11.50 per hour, and Montana's is $10.55 per hour. So what do you think would be a good start for a minimum wage in North Dakota?
My philosophy has been for the last three sessions is to make this compatible with the workers. I'm very with like the Senex person, so that I don't want to jump it to $15 an hour, which is kind of nationally what the Democratic Party would like everyone to be living, having a living wage of $15 an hour. So right now I'm playing around with $9.25 an hour, raising it $2 higher than the federal minimum wage. So that would be the starting point that I would put in, and then the cost of living indexed to go with that as well. So that's the range that I'm looking at in there, in putting in the bill that's coming.
And today is one of the first really full days of the legislature. We had the state of the state with Governor Kelly Armstrong, and then the state of the tribal and judicial also earlier this week. What do you plan to bring forward in the legislature? What plans do you have?
For this bill or other?
For this session. Sorry, I should have been more specific.
Session. That's okay. Just wanted to make sure I was clear. So the other area that I work on is school lunches, trying to get every student in our state to receive a free school lunch lunch or school meals when they are in the care of our public and private school systems of the state. So that's the other big agenda item that I've been working on.
And one thing I've wanted to know, because in North Dakota, there is a supermajority of Republicans. If my numbers are correct, there's only 12 members of the Dem-NPL party in the House. And in the Senate, there's, I believe, 5. So how do Democrats get anything passed? Because with those low numbers, it's hard for me to believe that you can even have a Democrat on every committee.
We are very shy on numbers, and actually we're down to 11 in the House. So it's really working the coalitions and really getting to know my Republican colleagues as individuals and putting some philosophical differences aside and knowing that we're all here representing citizens of the state of North Dakota. Whether there's a D behind our name or an R behind our name, we're all here for the same people, and trying to negotiate and work with people on both sides is essential to what I do here and what I do in life. So it's looking beyond those political categories and working for the people of North Dakota, whatever your party is.
Is there anything I didn't mention that you'd like your constituents here in Fargo to know, or anybody across the state listening?
Well, I do think that it's time for us to raise the minimum wage in our state. Other states are doing it. I think the citizens should get a voice on this. Everyone I talk to says they know it's too low at this point. So I think it's time for them to get a chance to help other people get out of poverty. And I think that this is a strategy to help anybody get out of poverty and to show the workers of the state that we care for them. So, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming legislative session to see what we can be doing for the people of our state.
Dem-NPL State Representative Lori Beth Hager of Fargo, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.